Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Grab your glasses. I'm out the door listening to KGNU's Sports Talk with Jimmy on Friday mornings. Hello and welcome back to the very best of the best when it comes to sports shows here on KGNU. That's right, you are listening to Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, coming at you with the hottest news and stories from across the Front Range. And today we're going to hop into a time machine way back before I was even born, before I existed. That's right, guys, I'm talking about the 1990s. So bust out those flannels. Because in Colorado, here in the Centennial State in the 1990s, it was baseball crazy. The Colorado Rockies had just established this as their home, and a certain baseball team was formed, the Colorado Silver Bullets, in 1994. They were an all-women's baseball team made up of the top women's talent available. They were led by none other than Phil Negro, who managed the team. He's a Hall of Famer who spent 24 years playing MLB baseball across multiple teams. The goal of the Silver Bullets was to compete with men's teams of any level. They would play college teams, semi-pro teams, amateur teams, just about anybody. They were all the brainchild of Bob Hope, who had been trying to field a women's professional baseball team since 1984. He finally managed to get some sponsorships, mainly from Coors, the beer company, who's able to fund the team known as the Silver Bullets. Their inaugural season started on Mother's Day in 1994, and they would go on to play until 1997. They would travel across Colorado to play games, and even way outside of Colorado. In 1996, they played a series of games in the cities across Taiwan. These women played tough. They famously got into a brawl, all-out fight with another team. They were playing the America's Travelers, an amateur baseball team, and the pitcher hit batter Kim Bratz Voisard. The pitcher then smirked and laughed at what he had done, which prompted the batter to start the fight. One Silver Bullet player said they wouldn't have laughed if they were men, and they didn't want to use the excuse of being women to not do something about it. And apparently, this fight got pretty wild. Mark Lastinger, a reporter from the Albany Herald, reported that she was on him like a cat on a pork chop. Phil Negro said it was as good a brawl as he'd ever seen in his 24 years of professional baseball. These women were tough, and they were a great inspiration for women in baseball today. They established a base in Georgia in 1995, and they would play games there as well. They even had their first winning season in 1997, where they went 23-22. Unfortunately, though, that would be their last, after sponsorships cut ties and they weren't able to find enough money to continue. The legacy lasts, though. The Colorado Silver Bullets now have a spot in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, and they left an impression on girls across baseball everywhere. And that is all the time I have for you today on this cold Friday morning. Make sure you tune in next week to see what I have in store for you guys. You guys have been listening to Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss. We'll see you next week.